redecorate and all, it'd be all right. But when you sit at home and wonder where the money's coming from, then you don't like it.
Yeah, and that's not all. You see those people who have the gobs of money and they make that their life, just that sort
spend
of thing.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they don't really spend it. They just sort of fluff it away. It's just like a kid who's never grown up and he's got all these toys. And they'll go down and spend a day at the beauty parlor. No offense now.
No offense.
But that's as important to them as anything in life, is that trip to the beauty parlor. I've seen these people in Dallas. Gee, it's... Well, you can tell I'm a plebeian. But I can't see much to it. Well, let's see. Speaking ability in other languages?
I had 10 hours of French in junior college. 2 hours of Latin in high school, but... All I can remember, the French practice, a little love poem.
And 2 hours of Latin?
I mean, 2 years.
2 years.
Uh-huh. You know, in high school it's for years.
Gee, our language program there is coming back again, but it's certainly been dismal for a long time.
I wouldn't take for my Latin. It's
That's
what finally
thing.
Got me to understand English.
I took Spanish. My parents kept telling me, take a living language, take a living language. So in high school I had Spanish. Oh, I liked it very much. It was a lot of fun. We had Mexicans out there.
What do you think of these records to teach children foreign languages? Do you think they really are as successful as they are popular?
Yeah, they work. But you just get the language. You don't get anything of the country or anything else. Mm-hmm. It's just language. Mm-hmm. But it's good. It'll do the job. Berlitz works that way. He'll teach you the language, but that's all you'll have. Mm-hmm. You won't know about where to go to eat or anything like that.
But it looks like, you know, your pronunciation be so much better from hearing those records than just from having you.
Yeah.
Maybe a poor teacher.
Yeah, that's true. That's where it's at its best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's particularly good if you can use a recorder this way and practice your own pronunciation and then compare it with the model. Because if you're good, you'll get so you sound just exactly like the person you're imitating.
What about this psychological effect of playing the records under your bed while you're asleep? Do you think that really soaks into the subconscious?
I read some things on that. They say it doesn't work, unfortunately. Oh, I wish it did. Oh, what was your father's name?
Benjamin Eugene Brisley.
B-R-I-S-L-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
And where was he born, do you know?
Kansas.
What part?
No, I don't. He's the only one of his brothers and sisters born in Kansas. The others were all born in Missouri. Mm-hmm. It was not too far from from the Missouri border, but... Mm-hmm. And it was over in... It'd be in southwestern Kansas, but... Mm-hmm. Just exactly the name of the town, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And, when was he born?
Oh, 1885.
Education? Formal education, that is.
Well, I'm sure he didn't complete high school. How far he went, I don't know.
He carried his books to school one day and went back and got them the next.
Now, you know better than that. I wish he were here to get you told off.
No, let's just say some, huh?
Some.
And let's see, travel? Or what was his occupation?
He was a farmer.
And travel?
Not much. He liked to stay home. He wanted to be home when it got night.
Did he come down to Oklahoma here?
Oh, yes. He was out here on this farm since 1902. I'm waving my hands like you were.
Welcome to the club. How about your father's father?
Where was he born?
Mm-hmm.
In Missouri. Otterville, Missouri.
How do you spell that?
O-T-T-E-R-V-I-L-L-E.
I was more about him.
And you know when he was born?